This week, the city is expected to announce the fate of more than 50 schools that could be closed because of low performance. Some of them could be phased out starting next fall, while others could get federal funds to make improvements. The issue is extremely contentious because parents and teachers usually rally around their schools, even if they're struggling. Reporter Anna Phillips of the website Gotham Schools has been covering the issue for a collaboration with WNYC that we're calling The Big Fix, and she joins us now. Good morning, Anna.
Morning.
So closing failing schools and replacing them with new ones has been a hallmark of the mayor's school reforms. How many has the mayor and chancellor closed so far?
So since Mayor Bloomberg took office, the city has closed more than 90 schools. Most of them have been large traditional high schools. And what they've done is they've replaced them, in many cases, with clusters of about five schools or six schools in one building. And then they've opened about 350 additional schools.
So is that cost effective, though? Sometimes I don't understand. Okay, you close a school and then you open a school. What's the purpose of that?
I don't know that it's about being cost effective. The idea is that in many cases, you've got these high-need students and the large schools are not reaching them. You don't have enough adults to get to these kids. So yes, you're duplicating administrations. You're adding, you know, more personnel that you've got to pay for. But the idea is that you've got more adults on hand to get to these kids.
Okay. Has the policy worked in terms of getting better schools and kids getting better grades?
In some cases, it definitely has. You've got new schools that, in general, are posting higher graduation rates. They are more likely to get A's and B's on the progress reports. The kind of but there is that there have been reports showing that many of them are not admitting the same kinds of students as the schools that they replaced. So they'll post a higher graduation rate, but they'll admit fewer high-need students.
So where do those students go?
That's sort of a big question. A lot of people will say and have shown that they go to other large high schools. So, for example, there's Dewey High School in Brooklyn, which for years has been a pretty good high school until quite recently. And what people there say, teachers and the administration and parents, is that when other large high schools in the neighborhood were shut down, high-need students began to come into Dewey, and Dewey just wasn't ready for those students.
So these big high schools then got an influx from the other schools that were closed.
Exactly.
So this year, the city tried to close 19 low-performing schools and was blocked after a lawsuit by the teachers union, some parents, and the NAACP. What's going on in those schools right now? Is morale really low, or are they getting any help to improve?
So what was supposed to happen is that at the very beginning of the school year, the city and union agreed that they were going to give them extra support. It wasn't going to be financial support, but they were going to give them links to community-based organizations that would bring in, you know, after-school activities, or they were going to bring in additional teachers. That hasn't really happened. So these at many of these schools, morale is very, very low. You've got slimmer budgets that you're operating on. You know, you can't afford as many teachers as you need, so you're cutting classes you used to offer. And you know that in this year, the city's going to try and close you again.
Now, you've been covering Columbus High School in the Bronx, right?
Right.
And isn't that an example?
Yeah, Columbus was one of the 19 that the city tried to close last year and is still open.
Now, doesn't that Columbus not even have enough students for a full class of ninth graders? I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine that kids would have applied to go to that school, yet they knew it was failing.
It's hard to imagine, but they did. You know, they have about 300 ninth graders, and half of that kind of class applied to the school, which means they ranked it as, you know, among their preferences. The other half were placed there by the city. The kids that applied typically knew what they were getting into. They were told at the open house that the school was in trouble, and it's been in the papers for over a year. But they had relatives who went there. There were classes at Columbus they really wanted to go to, like the cooking class, or they just didn't want to commute to other high schools.
Now, given the lawsuit over closing Columbus and the other schools this year, how is the city proceeding with plans to close or turn around those, plus another 40 or so next year?
They're going straight ahead with those plans. Earlier this month, I was at Columbus, and the deputy chancellor for community engagement, Santiago Taveras, told parents there, you know, all 25 that showed up, that the city this week will be making decisions about the fate of those schools, so whether to keep them open or closed.
Can the city keep closing and then adding new schools? Won't that get expensive?
It's expensive, but they've been getting money from the federal government, and they have a mandate, and they're required to close the lowest performing schools. So in some senses, they don't really have a choice about how that money gets spent.
Anna Phillips is a reporter at the website Gotham Schools, and she's been working on our Big Fix series about struggling high schools. For more on the series, visit our website, WNYC.org. Anna, thanks a lot.
Thank you.